Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people have been following at least the headlines of this tragic incident down in Mexico where the family was killed. And we want to hear a little bit more about that, and especially on some of the international politics that's playing out. Brad Garrett is here with us to share more about that. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
So just to bring people up to speed, there were six children, three women killed in Mexico. They had a dual citizenship, Mexico, and they're Mexican and American, right?
Correct.
And what happened here? Do we know?
So, yes. Now, this is a family. It's a very large family that have had a presence in Mexico since the 1800s. Apparently, the original family moved down there, particularly when the Mormon church decided that you couldn't have multiple wives. And so they formed their own community, basically, and bought hundreds of thousands of acres of land. They farm, they do other things. So they move around in this sort of northern territory, 1,800 so miles from our southern border, with regularity. And they know what environment they're in, obviously. They've got cartels and bad guys around them day in and day out. But two women with their children were moving in, I believe, two SUVs down a remote road going to another facility that they have, and they came under fire. Now, the way it's been described to me, and I don't know if this is accurate, is that maybe the initial shots were from a distance away. That's sort of classic. You take the driver out, and then you kill everybody else once you approach the vehicles. So I'm gonna guess for a second that happened. So if you ask the question, then why in the world would you kill women and children? They may not have known that initially. This could either be bad intelligence. If you eliminate, for example, that the family had anything to do with the drug business or they had some beef with one of the cartels, and there's no suggestion that either one of those statements are accurate, then it's a mistake. Then it's because, see, the cartels contract these types of shootings typically. So they may have hired some local gang, say, look, there's going to be some SUVs coming your way. We want you to take them out. And obviously they did that, but probably the wrong people.
Do we know, you mentioned the order that this happens with the driver and then the others. Do we know if that happened here? And if so, when they realize, hey, we might have the wrong cars, does it matter at that point, or do they just go forward with their plan?
Well, they go forward with their plan because that's what they were told to do, and then they don't want to leave any witnesses. Now, obviously, there are witnesses because some kids got away, but the point being, you kill everybody so they can't come back to say you're the one who shot them. But this goes on every day in Mexico someplace.
We heard from the president of Mexico saying that they're a sovereign nation. They will take care of this. President Trump had offered to come in and help. It doesn't seem that the government there has done much about the cartels. Is that the case? Is there any progress that's going on? Should we trust them to take care of this situation?
Well, no, because I don't think they're able to. Well, look at it this way. We, the U.S., have spent billions of dollars in Mexico providing intelligence. There are a number of DEA agents stationed around Mexico. The intelligence community pick up intel about drug organizations. We've trained the military. We've trained the police. We've trained the politicians. We've trained the prosecutors. But it's like other third world environments, like Iraq, like Syria, like fill in the blank, Libya, where there's no infrastructure. There's nobody trained. There's nobody to hand it off to. So let's just say that the president of Mexico told President Trump, yes, send the military down here to help us. Then you're in a quagmire again, like we have been in for years in other parts of the world. There's nobody to hand it off to once we sort of take care of the problem on the front end, and it'll go right back to the way it was. In this case, it would also be super bloody based on the amount of weaponry the cartels have.
In our last 20 seconds here, what can be done then? I mean, are we talking about legalizing drugs and removing the flow of money, or are people suggesting that, or what could happen?
Well, I suppose people have suggested that this is not going to happen, whether you like it or don't like it. The reality is it's a supply and demand thing. We 30 million of us are demanding illegal drugs in some form or fashion, and the drug cartels say, great, we'll supply it. And they bring it across the border, and that's why they're making billions.
Yeah. Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, we appreciate you being here, and we'll keep an eye on this situation. News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.